This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember back in the before times, there were these things called happy hours? You'd go after work, bond with your colleagues maybe, blow off a little steam in the process too, while bars and restaurants got your business. Those times are not quite these times just yet, because with lots of people still working from home and a lot of companies going full-on remote or some kind of hybrid, happy hours as we knew them have changed, both for workers and for the watering holes they used to frequent. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has our story.
I'm going to take you somewhere no Marketplace listener has gone before, our New York office happy hour.
Hey!
How's it going?
What's up, homies?
I feel like I haven't seen your face in months.
We've been doing these virtual toasts on and off during the pandemic, and in some ways, they're better than the real thing. I get to see colleagues who work odd hours or usually have to rush to pick up their kids from school. I've met parents and partners and puppies. And sometimes there's baby therapy.
He is 10 months.
Wow. Oh my gosh. He's so cute.
There are also the drawbacks. You know them well. The awkward pauses, the way everyone has to take turns talking, and how sipping a beer at the desk or dining table you've been sitting at for 8 hours doesn't always feel so happy. Here's Marketplace digital producer Alex Schroeder.
When I log back into Zoom, just the confines still sort of feel all in the same way they do during work.
Part of that is because for some people, happy hour, even in person, can seem like an extension of the workday. Jeffrey Pfeffer is a professor of organizational behavior at Stanford.
It feels contrived, that it feels like it's something that you're doing strategically. Social relationships matter. To the extent people know you, they are more likely to give you a higher evaluation.
A lot of what happens at the bar is genuine. Pfeffer says socializing is a key part of job satisfaction. But the spontaneity this kind of kinship requires has been lost during the pandemic. And it's not just workers feeling the effects. For many bars, happy hour has become a dead zone. And the deals, the discounted apps and drinks, they're mostly gone too. Michael Maxwell is with Blue Orbit, a hospitality consulting company.
I mean, if you look at what it's all about, it's a reduced price. That's the last thing we wanted to do during the pandemic is reduce prices. It's in crowded spaces and it's gathering after work. It's everything in the equation that didn't fit at all.
He says in normal times, a good happy hour at a 50-seat bar can boost daily sales by $1,000 or more. But even as restrictions relax, he thinks bars will keep discounts out of the equation to take advantage of the boom the industry is already seeing in spending. It'll be a while before that happens in business districts. Niall Moran at Rosie Dunn's, an Irish bar in Midtown Manhattan, says the office crowd used to make up 70% of his sales.
It's basically thronged with people right now. They'd be just, and then, you know, the noise and the clattering of the glasses and the laughter and, you know, just the general merriment.
Instead, at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, just a few customers nurse drinks at the big wooden bar. Still, Moran, who's been in the industry for 30 years, isn't looking to put a happy hour sign outside his bar anytime soon. He's worried rising food costs and wages mean it'll be harder to make a profit. Instead, he's redoing the menu to get people to stay for dinner.
You hear, oh my God, no one's ever going back to work again. I'm certainly betting on New York. I mean, I know it's coming back, you know.
And maybe he's right. A few minutes later, a group comes in wearing blouses and suit jackets. Turns out they used to be regulars.
Every day. I'm serious. I'm actually not kidding.
Megan McEnroe and her colleagues work in HR at a financial services firm nearby. Right now, coming into the office is optional, but Shadi Batar makes the commute a couple times a week.
And for me specifically, I come in just to see and socialize with my coworkers to break up the week. You know, I can do my job from home just as easily, but it's really for the socialization aspect.
Even if the deals don't return, some workers are committed to keeping 5 o'clock alive. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.